This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the Petroserv USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Hello, hello, hello. Here we go, folks.
Here's what I tell everyone.
What would that be? About the USA, baby.
I was born by God's dear grace.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
An extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
That'd be America. Another hour of What's on Your Mind. What is on your mind? I'm Scott Hennin. Kevin Flint is here. And we have our Court Energy Community Connection today with the House Majority Leader. The North Dakota Legislature just wrapped up their 2023 session. We want to get a recap on what happened and some highlights from the leader's perspective here. Mike LaFleur is here with us on the program. Mike, welcome back. How are you?
Glad to be on. I'm doing well. Thank you.
So you got a little time for the dust to settle from the 2023 legislative session, all those crazy hours and everything else. Give me the highlights. What do you think are the things you most want folks to know about what you accomplished? You're most proud of the work done by the North Dakota Legislature.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for that opportunity. I couldn't be more pleased with what came out, and I was just visiting with the governor's chief of staff. We talked about all the things that were accomplished, and you know, we've got 30 pages, and tax relief, I think, is one real important component that as you look at other states and we position ourselves to try and become more competitive for workers and enticing families to move here, moving our largest tax rate from 2.9 to 2.5%. And if you make $44,000 a year or less, or if you're a married couple, I believe it's $74,000 less, you're not going to be taxed in North Dakota. And having a $500 primary residence tax credit. Another big thing that I think people probably aren't aware of is the Animal Agriculture Act. Give Representative Paul Thomas from Velva, Senator Cole Conley, and others a tremendous amount of thanks for all the work that they did getting all the agriculture groups together, because North Dakota trails other states drastically in terms of cattle, dairy, swine, and a whole host of areas, which adversely affects our feed, our manure, you know, all kinds of aspects of agriculture. So we're pretty proud that we're able to move the needle forward working with Farmers Union, Farm Bureau, the Ag Department, NDSU Ag, and just a whole host of others, that you really learn that when you work together, communicate, find out what others are thinking, and loosening the corporate farming restrictions that were there, because everybody at the end of the day had the same desire to increase animal agriculture in our state. The retirement plan, the defined benefit, huge deficit of $1.9 billion. We're going to inject $220 million worth of cash into it and have a defined contribution plan going forward that's going to be extremely competitive with the private sector. We looked at a lot of data that showed that the state wasn't being competitive in a whole host of areas. So we increased compensation for state employees by 6% first year, 4% second year, and had a $82 million market adjustment so that we're competitive with the private sector. We know there's a lot of open jobs in the state, and the state of North Dakota is no different in terms of its employees and what we need to do to be able to keep them employed and happy. The crime lab, we had a lot of issues with not being able to get firearm testing, fingerprinting, things like that. We elevated the crime lab tremendously. We know there's a fentanyl crisis in our state, and we've increased the number of agents that are going to be in the field for the Attorney General's office. We worked very closely with the Attorney General in the health lab, increasing the ability of the health lab tremendously, again, upgrading a lot of the things that they're going to be able to do going forward. In K-12, increasing the funding by 4 and 4, and increasing the access to computer sciences and cybersecurity. We're the only state now that has adult computer sciences and cybersecurity as a requirement in K-12. Increase the visual learning outcomes for dyslexia. A tremendous amount of funding for CTE, because we know that's a growing portion of our education in the future. So, I mean, I could literally go on with the things that this legislative assembly was able to put together. A tuition freeze for K-12. Waldron Hall is going to get an upgrade. I think if you've toured that hall, we want it to be something that we're prideful in bringing people from other states or other countries to our state to show all the fine agricultural products that we have and research, and so that we're working with two companies that are looking at bringing fertilizer plants to North Dakota, one near Trenton, one near Spiritwood, that will tremendously impact our egg producers if we're able to get both of those across the finish line, and I think we will. The cost of fertilizer has risen exponentially over the last several years, and we need to do whatever we can to help maintain a competitive price for fertilizer for our egg producers. So those are just a few, but I would tell you that workforce, childcare, if you're a conservative like I am, you would never have said, look, I support child care tax credits and things like that. But if you're so rigid in your political philosophy, you're going to realize that we're not going to be competitive because other states are already doing things like that. And we opened up an office of immigration that would help those that want to come to the United States and work. The North Dakota Petroleum Council has a program called Bach and Grow, which they've hired Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford to help recruit individuals to the state of North Dakota, because there's a lot of people in this world and even in the United States that are looking to be able to support their families, and North Dakota is prime for those individuals to come to North Dakota and help grow our industry. So the child care component, I think, was a huge workforce. A lot of things that are going to position the state very, very well many years down the road. So I think this legislative assembly was not afraid to make difficult decisions. And that's something that I'm very proud of. So that's just a list of a few, Scott. And again, I appreciate the opportunity to bring that forward, but, we still have a lot of work to do. We're going to get going on interim studies and keep moving the needle forward. I think we need to be very aggressive when it comes to recruiting people to come to our state. And that doesn't, people talk about, the legislature spent a lot of money. Well, we did. But what did we spend it on? We spent it on North Dakotans. We spent it on, we've got $10 billion worth of road projects in the next 20 years. We're water projects. We add another $220 million to the Red River water project, and among other projects across the state. And the nice thing about North Dakota and being blessed with those resources, we are paying cash for those items. And so injecting cash into our economy by having lower taxes and limiting regulations, I think only bodes well for the long-term future of our state.
Fascinating rundown there. I want to ask you about a couple of things. One is interim studies. Explain what happens in these interim studies, and sometimes things that are just too heavy a lift for a session get kicked to an interim study, but ultimately become law. What are you most excited about that's in the hopper there, Mike?
Well, there's a few. Closing the defined benefit plan basically is a 20, 30-year plan that needs to be updated every 2 years. So we need to continue to have the conversations with the political subdivisions, because over half the liability of the plan is through a political subdivision, whether it's cities or counties. So we're going to have to continue the dialogue in that. So that's got me excited. We're going to have a tax relief advisory committee. People complain about property taxes, and to me that is a local issue, although the state has taken over more and more of the K-12 funding over the years, and that's because North Dakotans over 100 years have had the Common Schools Trust Fund, and that's going to throw off about $500 million worth of investment in our K-12. And that's how we're going to be working further the Legacy Fund as well.
All right, hold that thought. We'll pick up after the break. We're chatting with Mike LaFleur, who is the House Majority Leader in the state legislature in North Dakota, from beautiful Dickinson, North Dakota. Continue with more of the rundown, the breakthrough, the highlights of the last 2023 legislative session in North Dakota. Stay tuned.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ryan Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extendivite.
She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie. Mama never fried a chicken. Ballets, straight A's, most likely to succeed.
Back on What's on Your Mind. You're thinking about lunch today. Make today the day you say, not going to do it. Not the same old, I'm in a rut. I'm going to get out of that rut, and I'm going to have some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Some of Sloppy Joe's, Cafe USA, PetroServe USA in Harwood. Sloppy Joe's today. Lasagna and garlic bread at the 12th Avenue 929 location. 45th Street has lasagna as well with garlic bread. Meatballs in Yearland, Taco Mac in Glendon, Tater Tot Hot Dish at the NP Avenue location, downtown Fargo, if you're close to there. Pulled pork over mac and cheese at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. There's fish or Taco Mac Hot Dish in Valley City at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Back with more of our conversation, the Cord Energy Community Connection Spotlight on Legislators. Today it's the House Majority Leader, Mike LaFleur, with us talking a little bit about the highlights from the last legislative session. You mentioned workforce and child care tax credits as things that sometimes may be confused as something, if you support them, you're not conservative, but are necessary to our workforce and have to be competitive with other states, I think, is to paraphrase what you mentioned. What do you see as the plus side for taxpayers for that investment? How will you judge the success of the workforce investment and the child care tax credits, Mike?
That's a great question, Scott. I'll tell you, there's a lot of different provisions to the child care bill that was brought forth by Representative Emily O'Brien from Grand Forks. She did a lot of digging and working with different entities to come up with a very strong plan. $55 million in total. So there's a component in there that if you're an employer and you're looking for workforce, that if you put in up to $300 a month, that the state will match that. And if you're lower income, that the state will help subsidize those costs. So the return on the investment for the state would be getting more people in the workforce. And if you're talking from a dollars perspective, that would bring in more income tax, more spending on behalf of the family, because these individuals, the parents that want to be gainfully employed rather than staying at home, they have that option. But we looked at this pretty deeply in terms of a package to hit all the cylinders, so to speak, to maximize getting the most people into the workforce that we could. And we also have to give the executive branch a great deal of credit for all the homework they did in this area. The return would be the fact that we have, 30,000 plus jobs that are open. Can we get a 10%, 20% cut in that? Not likely, because the number of jobs are going to continue to grow in North Dakota as industry continues to grow. So getting a few thousand more people into the workforce, I think, is something that is going to be very important, so that these companies are able to not only maintain their business, but grow and thrive in their businesses. So a lot of credit to a few legislators that put a lot of work and the executive branch into this to maximize this. So it's about putting making people available to join the workforce so they can support their families without the crushing cost of childcare, which has gone up substantially over the last several years because of the fact that there's so few of them. Another component of this is within CTEs and so forth, is to train these individuals who may be licensed for daycare, but do they know how to operate a business in terms of the financial aspect of it? So there's a lot of different categories within the workforce childcare area that say, all right, you want to start a childcare business? We'll get you the training, the education to run up from a financial aspect and knowing what all the regulations are and things like that, to really encourage more people to get into the child care business as well, because we're obviously very, very short in that area too.
And this is a competitive thing, right? I mean, if you don't do it and your neighbor does it, you have the possibility of workforce leak?
Oh, sure. Absolutely you do. Businesses, I'll tell you this, that when I expand it to, let's say we're talking about CDL training, and I can tell you that in Dickinson, with the CTE that we have getting going here, that for people that want CDL training, they're probably not going to have to pay for any of their education, because these businesses that want CDL drivers are going to say, look, if you get this training, we'll pay for it. Come to work for us. So it's a great situation for anyone who's looking for education, who's looking for childcare. There's going to be places to visit with to get that done. So I'm, goodness, if I was young and starting out in business or wanting a career, North Dakota is absolutely the place to go, because we're overwhelmed with the number of companies that need good, hardworking employees. And so I think a lot of work has been done. And I think, as Scott, as you alluded to in the interim, we're going to continue to dive deeper into that. We're very data driven to say, what is it going to take to hit the mark as it pertains to people moving into the state, as it pertains to people that already live here and want to go into the workforce. So that's the data that we are going to continue to work through in this interim. And that's one of five or six interim studies that I'm really, I mean, there's a lot of good ones in there, but there's five or six that I'm pretty excited about, to be honest with you, going forward.
Only about a minute left, and I do want to talk about, you mentioned this as one of your top highlights, the animal agriculture bill. What will happen as a result of that?
Well, I'll say this, that we have about, I think, 14,000 dairy cattle in North Dakota, and I think the dairy industry peaked in North Dakota in the 1930s and 1940s. What I've heard that there is a 10,000 dairy herd company in Minnesota that I'd have to get updates on, because I haven't heard what the latest is, that's now considering moving to North Dakota. Now, we're changing the ownership structure that you can utilize to invest in a business. Because if you're going to open a facility, let's say it costs $5 million, well, you can't afford to do it yourself, and now you can get investors to come in with you that we may not have been able to do before, and start to get people excited about investing in dairy in North Dakota and these other industries. That's what we're hoping to see, and because we're woefully short when it comes to those industries in North Dakota. That's what's got me excited about that. I also believe that that the Department of Commerce will be working on this, the Department of Agriculture working together to identify these potential investors and get them to move to our state. And that we're going to continue those discussions during the interim with all those entities that I talked about, Farmers Union, Farm Bureau, the NDSU Ag, Department of Agriculture, and so forth. I'm really excited about the potential for that growth.
It's going to be fascinating to watch, and a busy session, a lot accomplished. Thanks for sharing some of the story with us today, Mike. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. I always appreciate being on your show. Take care.
Representative Mike LaFleur, who is the House Majority Leader, recapping the 2023 session for us on What's On Your Mind. More after this. Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All season men's slippers. All season women's slippers. There's all season men's moccasin slippers and all season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal, or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. As the G7 leaders impose new sanctions on Russia over its war in Ukraine, they're getting ready to welcome the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. He'll be in Japan on Sunday after a stop in Saudi Arabia, where Arab leaders are holding a summit. The new G7 sanctions target about 300 more Russian people and entities, banning them from the U.S. financial system. While in Japan, President Biden got an update on the debt ceiling talks. On Capitol Hill, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he's more optimistic a deal is near. Accused classified document leaker Jack Teixeira is due back in court in Worcester, Massachusetts today as a judge decides whether Teixeira deserves bail. They're resuming the first round of the PGA Championship in Rochester, New York. Darkness fell before on-course leader and tour rookie Eric Cole could finish. He's one shot ahead of Bryson DeChambeau. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I don't know about you, but I have a stack of grad announcements at home. Grad parties are coming up.
Bad, are they?
And, you know, it's that time of year when you think, okay, what am I going to give? I'm just going to do the, to me, the $20 check thing, the, you know, $50 check, the, you know, it's just kind of, I don't know.
I know where you're going.
You appreciate it, but yep. It's just the same old, right?
Next level, let's go MyPillow.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
dorm,
know, because
dorm room pillows.
These kids are going, they do, yeah, the dorm room pillows are horrible. So get them some of those nice 2.0 pillows. Maybe, you know, the robes are fantastic. You know, kids need a robe, but
the slippers.
School, the slippers
the
are great.
Room.
The towels, the sheets, the whole deal. So MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. I think it's a great way to go for grad parties. Just, you'll have it in a day or two, and you know what? Somebody's going to remember, what a cool gift. I got those MyPillows from aunt and uncle so-and-so.
Yep, no doubt.
From neighbor. Gift. Neighbor so-and-so.
By the way, shout out to Mike Lindell, too, and the legal Lindell Legal Fund. I just got the update on the first day of the second Kerry Lake trial in Arizona, and they are just crushing it down there. They've come in with, I mean, he breaks it down really good. If you're not on that email list about the fight they've got going on in numerous states, make sure you're on it because it'll update you.
Charlie Kirk has been doing a little play-by-play on that.
It's
been great.
Did you see they're trying to say that they were at a 99.7% accuracy rate, they were verifying signatures every 0 to 2.9 seconds. How does that work? It's literally impossible to do that.
And that lady is a warrior. She's a force.
She's not done.
Yeah, I think that's great. Our question of the day is, should Doug Burgum be a presidential candidate in 2024? He has suggested that he's strongly considering it. There's a new Forbes article that is gushing over the governor and making the point that he'd be, or currently is, the most successful financially elected leader to a House, Senate, governor, mayor position anywhere in the country, just from a pure balance sheet standpoint. And I have to say, I've taken a handful of calls here and a bunch of texts, and I've got more to get to. I've sort of been surprised by the vibe, as negative as it is against Doug. We were joking earlier that if he ran for president, and Trump is obviously the front runner, that Doug would have to have a nickname. And some of the nicknames that have come in as suggestions are Smug Doug, Dull Doug, Bill Gates Burgum, Micro Doug, Dopey Doug, Rhino Doug, Dakota Doug, Do Nothing Doug, Little Dougie, Doug Dum.
I think there's like one in there that's complimentary.
Yeah, Dakota Doug probably be considered. But it's, you know, it surprises me, honestly. It really does. Explain that to me. Why is the, I mean, for one, I got to say this. There were questions about the conservative credentials of Governor Burgum before he ran for governor. He wins once, he wins twice. And what do we have to judge him by related to his conservative credentials? Be what he's proposed in the way of legislation, what the legislature enacts, and what he signs, right? And the pro-life thing. I know a lot of people had a question of pro-life, is he pro-life? He has been a pro-life governor. Ask the most pro-life members of the legislature, is there anything about Governor Burgum that disappoints you, that he didn't sign, that he didn't support? And they'd say no. So the perception seems to be pretty strong that he's not. I don't know that reality shows it. I really don't.
Yeah, I was surprised too a little bit.
So it definitely surprises me. And, you know, I think North Dakotans in general are going to be a little bit of that, hey, don't get too big for your britches there,
yeah,
buddy.
Yep.
You know, so there's going to be a little bit of that in the presidential run, but it seems to me this is a lot of leftover. No, I don't like the governor. He's not conservative enough.
Well, I mean, yeah. But now, you know, look at Minnesota. Look at Michigan. Look at Katie Hobbs. I mean,
an emailer quickly proved me wrong here.
Okay.
You could say Doug the Thug, with the way he tried to push the legislators around in district races, and that's a fair point. I mean, there was a decision made by the governor to raise a lot of money and run against other legislators, and that comes with consequences, and that's why I think that he's not as well-liked as he might otherwise be in the legislature. Jim goes on to say the bills he signed were because he had no choice. Yeah, I mean, that's, you really got to, what am I trying to say? That's a bit of a cop-out argument, I think. You sign them or you don't sign them. You sign them, you get the credit for them. You don't sign them, you get the grief for them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get the, well, I got no choice, and you sign them. What do you think? 701-271-1100. Tell us. 701-271-1100. Two questions. Should Governor Burgum run for president in 2024, take his record as a successful businessman and a two-term governor, almost, to the race for president? That's question one. Second question, he's running against Trump for the Republican nomination, so he's going to have a nickname. What would it be? What would that nickname be? Lister says he does not stand for health freedom or for property rights. He vetoed the bill against ranked choice voting. Looks like a Democratic liberal to me. Health freedom, I think, is one particular area I can think of would be the mask mandate. And leaning a little to the side of the Department of Health on their very restrictive towards constitutional rights policies. I'll give you that. Property rights, I don't know what you're talking about there. Maybe support for the Summit Carbon Solutions Pipeline, I don't know. But again, I think property rights there, you decide. Do I want the pipeline? Do I not want the pipeline? That's property rights. The ranked choice voting veto, he would tell you, and by the way, I was critical of the veto as well, but he would tell you that Fargo passed that bill, passed that law. And actually, the citizens of Fargo, much to my chagrin, passed that, putting in place ranked choice voting. And what the governor was saying was, look, they've got a home rule charter. They've got a process. Their citizens voted it in. Who are we to undo it? I would like to have seen them say ranked choice voting is banned in North Dakota unless you've already passed it. And by the way, the citizens of Fargo could overturn that tomorrow, and they should. Absolutely should. Keith in Towner County, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Keith.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about Doug Burgum, local president. I'd vote for Doug over Trump and DeSantis. I think he'd do a lot better job.
Wow. Tell us why you think that.
I know Trump, he's just a liar. He lies about too many things. And DeSantis, he's like Trump calls him, Ron, what's that damn name?
The sanctimonious. Cool. Sanctimonious, yeah.
Yeah, so I figured Doug would do a lot better job.
Would you call yourself a Republican?
No, I'm more of a libertarian. Not libertarian, but independent.
Got it. Independence for Doug. There you go. You started the movement, Keith. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Others welcome at 271-1100, 271-1100. Burgum needs to explain Fu Feng and Bill Gates as for going after drugs and people trafficking. I think we went up on those numbers in northwest North Dakota. Didn't vote for him as governor. Sure wouldn't vote for him for the highest position we have. All right? Another, Rich is forgetting the same thing that everyone else does. Rich must be Rich Carlgaard, who wrote the story for Forbes magazine that I shared some excerpts of earlier. He's forgetting the same thing everyone else does, and that is that unless you fix the crooked elections, it really won't matter. What has been fixed since the election of 2020?
Oh, a number of things. Number of things.
Well, we don't have COVID, for one.
We don't have COVID.
Yeah.
A lot of the loose ballot restrictions and the mail-in and different things in the different states have gone away. Not enough, though, in my humble opinion, but a lot of it is different after COVID 2020, for sure, in a number of states.
Texas says, you're never going to convince me it wasn't, or since last November when Carrie Lake got screwed in Arizona, absolutely nothing. Crickets from the Republicans, they just say, we will fix it next election, and it never happens. Kevin and Scott, don't forget the Fu Feng Project. And I'm trying to remember... The governor supported that early on, but I think was pretty clear after it was made known that the Grand Forks Air Force Base and military officials were against it. But Democrat Doug would be the nickname this person selects. He won't be able to stand up to the deep state. He didn't stand up to them with the illegal mask mandate and vetoed or lobbied against Republicans and North Dakotans' will. I don't think that was vetoed. That, as I recall, was an executive order. Been a while. Burgum pushed the very noisy Atlas data center in Williston. I haven't heard that it's noisy. Somebody needs to call in and tell me more about that. 271-1100. Goes on to say it was also his idea to merge District 8 and District 1 school districts, and that has not worked. Another nickname, China Friendly Doug. Doug the Thug. Another, I'd like to see Governor Burgum run for Senate. See how he does there before he runs for president. Burgundy, no. He has no name recognition. All right. PowerPoint Doug. What do you think of that one, Kev?
You know. I'm still kind of on the dull Doug. He's kind of.
Well, I honestly think that's if he's
micro Doug, dull Doug, micro Doug. I like micro Doug.
If he's seriously going to run for president, it's going to be on a sort of a no drama Doug. You know.
Well, there you go.
Right.
I don't know why. I appreciate the run at it, but man, the money, looking at, it's got to be for a cabinet shot at something.
Texter says, with this last round of vetoes, Burgum solidified his position as the worst governor in state history. So no, a non-conservative like Benedict Burgum should not waste time running for president. Another says, he should not run for president. He has no chance. He isn't even in my top five. He is better than most Republicans, but not as a conservative or constitutional as I'd like. I also don't believe he's brazen enough to fight the left media. Very interesting. All right, a final segment left on this topic, on What's On Your Mind. Text us 237-1590. Call us 271-1100. More after this.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Milrite services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Today, switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Presidential candidate officially filing to run for president. Tell you who in just a moment. After I tell you about what's happening at Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Pre-owned vehicles right now in the truck department. Oh, my gosh. What a selection they have. And by the way, the new ones, you know, you can get financing rates of 0.9%. You seen what interest rates are doing lately?
Huh.
buy a new truck, 0.9%. So new is definitely the way to go. Here's a couple of examples of the certified pre-owned category of used trucks. A 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT. I used to drive one of these. Love it. 43.5 with only 30,000 miles on it. Here is a 21 certified pre-owned Chevy Silverado 1500 LT. This baby is cherry red. Very nice looking. It is $45,000 and only 9,000 miles. That's like a brand new truck. Check it out at BucklandsValleyCity.com. Call them 845-3071, 845-3071, and join me in being a Chevy truck lover. Never driving anything but ever as long as I live in a Chevy truck. Saved my life. Took that deer down like there was no tomorrow.
Dude, I have an 09 Silverado that's got 196,000 miles on it. This still thing runs like a top.
Runs like a top.
I mean, drives like a dream. We just keep up on it. I've always had. Yeah, back to the Knutson construction days.
Senator Tim Scott is in for president.
Yep.
In 2024.
I saw that.
He's been obviously toying with the idea and exploring it, but he has officially filed the paperwork, and he is a candidate for president of the United States. So put him in there. One we've been talking about today is our own governor, Doug Burgum, and whether or not he ought to be a candidate for president of the United States. Just got a glowing recommendation and a prediction from the folks at Forbes magazine, called them the Great Plains Presidential Dark Horse, saying considering a long shot run, and it's not as crazy as it sounds. That's what they say. They concluded this rather lengthy article of saying, could North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum pull off the political upset of the century? It's very possible. Rich Carlgaard writing that piece. We should invite Rich on the program.
Yeah, we should. Do you think that, I mean, at this point, DeSantis has been out. I mean, he's on his second lap. He's already back in New Hampshire. That Doug might, even if he does jump in, he's almost a little bit behind the second runner. You know, Trump's been out there.
He's been to Iowa. I don't know if you caught that, but Doug did go down to Iowa.
I did.
That's where this all sort of started. The rumor mill, and now he's sort of made it official by his latest rounds. I want to invite him on the program, too, just to talk a little bit about the process, how long it'll take, and happy to do that. Do you think he should run? 271-1100, 271-1100. You can also text us at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. The criticism of Burgum and his connections to Bill Gates is the typical dog whistle for the Bastiats. They have been criticizing him for years for his friendship with Gates. That group sees conspiracies everywhere. That's why they don't like the governor. However, for the overall general common sense public, it doesn't really matter, and it's seen as a plus for him. I would disagree with that a little bit. I think the Bill Gates connection is a problem for a significant share of conservatives. You know, not all of them.
It has been for a number of our voters today.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't think all those folks are Bastiats. I think that's, you know, people that are just in the listening public. So I don't think it's a small thing. And partly it's just a product of what is also his success. Because his business acumen is what, you know, is a great resume item for him. Well, that came at Microsoft and before with Great Plains Software. And you can't be at Microsoft without being in Bill Gates' circle. So that's something I think that's going to be.
I would say that's a detriment.
It's not going to go away.
Yeah,
you got to explain
that's
it. You got to be part of it.
Get in front of it. Exactly.
Let's get Bruce and Minot in here while we have time because we're short on that. Unfortunately, this is the last segment. Bruce, what's on your mind?
Hey, just a quick comment on Doug Burgum for running for president. I think it's too early for me to really decide that, but when you read that article about Forbes magazine, I thought, man, this sounds a little fishy, so I don't know too much about Forbes magazine, so I think Steve Forbes is the one who's like the owner of Forbes magazine. And I started reading a little bit on the internet, take it for what it's worth about the internet, but Forbes magazine, I think, has ties to Hong Kong. And I just thought something was, and I could be wrong, something has to be involved with communism or some country over there. And here it says, right in the article, Forbes magazine, the
Yeah,
owner Steve Forbes, and then Hong Kong. I said, "What's this now, Hong Kong? What is this an American magazine?"
Yeah, they're an American magazine, but I think they are a bit globalist. That isn't wrong. Rich Cargard is a North Dakotan that wrote the article, though I don't know about that. Texter says, what's everybody so scared of? It's not like he would be worse than what we have now. Come on, people! Come on, people!
There you go. Come on, man.
Ending on a positive note. Monday, we do this all over again on What's On Your Mind. God bless you.
I got it.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Spring is here, and the scenery while driving down the road will soon be filled with farm machinery planting this year's crop. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. As fieldwork begins, we want to remind you to take extra caution when approaching large, slow-moving machinery traveling down the road. A successful crop year is one that is accident-free. Irie Insurance offers all lines of insurance, and we would love the opportunity to visit with you. For our contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.